And it's also a good time to introduce to you my friend and my favorite mayor. At least my favorite mayor of Lockport. Yeah, Mr. Thanks. John Lombardi. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I am well, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for taking time out of your schedule to join us. Well, as we had mentioned earlier, usually you come on the final Monday of the month, but of course we are not going to be here that day.
Just found that out.
Yes, it's a good thing you called.
Much better.
Yeah,
being here today though.
Yes.
I can get all the announcements out.
Oh my gosh,
we
yes.
need to for the holiday.
There
for
is
the,
so
weekend.
Much going on in the city of Lockport this weekend. I can't believe it.
Oh, there really is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We've got a little bit of time. Why don't
okay.
you start, ladies and gentlemen? Get your crayons out.
You're going to want to.
And a clean pad of paper because there is a lot to write down. And also remember, if you miss any part of this interview, you can go back to WLVL.com, go into the podcasts, and just look at this list. It'll say, you know, the mayor. And you can re-listen to anything that you may have missed. All the punchlines and things as such that you
yeah.
didn't get the first time around, you'll get them the second time around, I promise. So,
well,
without further ado, sir.
I truly appreciate that. We've got a lot going on this weekend. We're celebrating in the city of Lockport on Sunday, May 24th, the Memorial Day events. And this is one of my favorite times of the year. We get to get together to honor those that have done the ultimate for us. We've got 8:15 to 10 a.m., the wreath laying ceremonies. What that is a procession of all those interested that travel through the city of Lockport to different sites from cemeteries to parks. We form at 8:15 in front of the VFW post over on, I believe it's Ontario Street, and we head out almost immediately at 8:15. We lay the wreaths throughout the parks, like I said, throughout the different cemeteries that that we normally do. And then we have a Cold Spring ceremony with the town of Lockport at 11 o'clock a.m. That's always very enlightening, and it's just something you don't want to miss. Then we've got the parade. The Memorial Day Parade starts at Veterans Monument, runs down East Avenue to Main Street to Pine, to Ontario. That starts at 1 p.m. And then from 2 to 5:30, we have a community celebration on Canal Street with music, food trucks, beer tents, and more. And they actually gave me the lineup here, which I think is pretty cool. The entertainment starts at 2 o'clock to 3. We got Pocket Change. We got Dave Stockton. Then we've got 3 to 3:30, Lockport Community Band, which is always very entertaining. Then 3:30 to 4:30 every other Monday, and that's my friend Barb. And then 4:30 to 5, we have the Hot Country Line Dancers. So that's going to be a full day on Sunday, and then you've got a Monday that you can take and you can celebrate on your own with your family. We also have, I've got a whole list here. Thank you, Grace Platt from Lockport Main Street, for putting this together. The Lockport Monday Night Cruises have already started. We're into our third or fourth week. It's at Ida Fritz Park, which is the oldest park in the city of Lockport, celebrating 150 years of being one of the first parks that were groomed by the city of Lockport. And that's every Monday through September 28th. And that is the Lockport's Optimist Group, the Monday Night Cruise Optimist Group. They've celebrated 26 years. And it's just such an enjoyable Monday afternoon, Monday evening. We've also got some new food groups that are down there. We have Kefora's. We've got Gabe Zell and his family. You've got, of course, the Sunrise Optimist guys down there selling hot dogs and hamburgers. Lockport Community Farmers Market is every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. through October 24th. They're now on Canal Street. You can shop produce, baked goods. They got honey, wine, and more. Plus, they have musical entertainment from 11 to 2. Then, of course, we have the 100 American Craftsmen, which is June 6th, 10 to 5, and June 7th, 10 to 4, at the Keenan Center. Enjoy Western New York's longest-running fine art and craft show held in the Keenan Arena. Cruise and bike nights every Thursday through September 3rd. Widewater's Grill, featuring cars and motorcycles. Live music from 6 to 9, and food specials. This one I'm very excited about. This is the Soapbox Derby. After 40 years of not being, it is now going to be, it truly is. It's going to be a lot of fun. Brandy Martucci and Alderwoman Kitty Fogel have been putting this together for the last few months with their team. They got a great group of people. Lockport Soapbox is back. Come out and watch the kids 7 to 18 race in two exciting divisions, all competing for a chance to earn a spot at the World Championships. Bring your family, cheer on these amazing young racers, and be part of bringing this incredible tradition back to the community. Then we've got Juneteenth celebration, which is June 14th from noon to 6 at Outwater Park. We've got, this is a favorite of mine, the Flag Day on Canal Street, which is Bob Ray's Swing Dance Party, music from the 20s to the 40s. Sunday, June 14th, 2 p.m., the Canal Street Gazebo. Bob Ray is a local icon that just passed about a month or so ago, and everybody loved Bob. You know,
not love Bob?
We should all be a lot like Bob. That's going to be a lot of fun. We've got Buffalo Swings involved, and the Buffalo Jazz and Swing Group is going to be performing. Let's see what we got here. Independence Day Parade. Everybody loves a parade. Friday, July 3rd. We're going to start at the high school, run down Locust Street to Walnut Street, and July 3rd, it's going to start at 6. Anybody that's interested in being a participant in the parade, please contact my office, fill out the form, or call the office and give all the information you need. You must be registered through my office, and we'd like that done before June 19th so we can get a head count and figure out how we're going to lay out the whole parade. Rock the Locks on July 5th. That is Grace Platt and Lockport Main Street. That is going to be on the Pine Street Bridge starting at 5 p.m. Then we've got the actual fireworks is going to be Sunday the 5th, and I'd like to explain that. I'm being accused of forgetting about the fireworks. No one's going to forget about the fireworks.
Yeah.
The vendor we had last year, we had a tentative agreement for the 4th. From what I was told, we started this in January, February. He sold out. The new owners decided they were going to go in a different direction, so now we had to search out. We have Matt from Skylighters, which does the Alcott fireworks. He's going to do July 5th. It's going to be a good time for all of us, and it's also going to stretch out the celebration of the weekend.
You know, that makes sense, John, because you have July 3rd in Alcott.
Yep.
You have the 4th in Royalton.
Yep.
There was a big party in Royalton.
Sure is.
And then do it again the 5th here in the city of Lockport. I don't see a downside to that.
I really don't either, but on Facebook, that wonderful place, that social media stuff that you can't do without.
Oh, the keyboard cowards?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
The mayor forgot about the fireworks. Yeah, come on. Let's be serious.
Yeah.
We had to do what we had to do, and we were lucky enough to get a great group to come in for the money that we had budgeted.
Did you have your mother's street paved first, too?
That too. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Paving. We could talk about that.
Oh, we're going to talk about paving. Trust me.
What a great group these guys
Clayton,
are.
Clayton, we love you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
And well, you need to catch your breath, man. Holy smokes.
We got so much more here.
We do. All right. Well, you know what? We've got another 2 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Let's see here. Lockport and Bloom, Friday, July 10th through Sunday, July 12th. Enjoy this annual self-guided tour of Lockport Gardens. You can learn more at Facebook.com, Lockport and Bloom. And then, this is going to be fantastic. I was there. The Unknown Stories of Vietnam. It'll be July 12th to September 20th, the Lockport Public Arts Council next interactive gallery exhibit chronicling unknown stories from the Vietnam War. They're going to have the wall there. This is going to be, you're not going to want to miss this. You know, Ellen Martin and Mary Brendan Taylor, whatever they put together is always a fantastic event, and
always.
This exhibit is by far going to be one of the best they've ever done.
They have the traveling Vietnam War.
Yep. Yes, sir.
Oh,
yep.
Man, that is such a touching memorial.
It truly is. It truly is. Music in the Gardens, starting July 17th for 6 consecutive Fridays at 6 p.m. Free outdoor concerts at the Keenan Center's front lawn. That's always fun. Be on the lookout for performing bands. And I've got one more here that we can talk about, the Lockport Chalk Walk. Everybody loves the Chalk Walk. July 18th on Canal Street, family-friendly event featuring over 30 talented chalk artists.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
This is going to be kind of a short segment.
Yeah,
but,
I see that. Yeah. That was a long song.
It was. 6 minutes.
Yeah.
But, boy, he covered it all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, that is the devastation of war.
It was a great song.
You know, it's it it
unless you're actually listening to it, it may seem a bit monotonous.
Right.
But if you're listening to the words of that song,
you'll get it.
You understand that
exactly
what Memorial Day is about.
Great choice.
Yeah, it's not about picnics. It's not about,
no,
you know, you don't say happy Memorial Day. There is nothing happy about it.
No. I mean, many people do. Yeah. But you know what? It's a very solemn weekend.
Yep. And we need to be respectful of those who have paved the way, that gave the ultimate price, that wrote that blank check so that you and I can sit here and do this.
Very true.
With our First Amendment rights and not have fear of repercussion from the higher ups.
You got it.
So that's how we do that. Well, John, you have about 2 minutes.
All right, let's get through. I've got a few more to go, and then we can maybe go back over a couple after the fact.
Sure, absolutely.
Lockport Optimist Arts and Crafts Festival, it is the 50th annual one this year, so congratulations to the Lockport Optimist Group. It is June 27th and 28th. We've also got a joint event with the Niagara County Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse with the City of Lockport, a community conversation on substance use, recovery supports, and pathways to care. That will be taking place in Council Chambers, City Hall, Tuesday, June 2nd. They have a pre-forum with local service providers with tables out front, 4:45 to 5:30, and then the forum starts at 5:30 to 7. We've got many dignitaries coming for this. Just to name a few, we got City Court Judge Bill Watson, Mike Tucker, the homeless volunteer coordinator. We got our legislator Rick Abbott, and I'm sure Tony Nemi will be there, and I will be there myself. So that's something that I look forward to being able to do. And one last one here, the most important one for me at this point, the Big Ditch Summer Concert Series.
Yeah.
We're announcing it here, my friend. Matt Kahn from the Big Ditch and I sat down and decided it would be a great opportunity being so close to the parking lot. We've got 3 dates where we're going to have the stage set up, and this is where you come in, my friend.
Yes, sir.
We got June 10th. We're going to start this.
Yes.
With the XOXO Pop Band. No idea.
I've never heard of them.
I looked them up. They look like a great group of people.
Right.
Then we got July 1st, Nickel City Blues, man.
Yeah.
And then to round it out, at the end of August, we've got Ken Ryan and the Professionals.
Oh, man.
Well, this is, yeah, exactly. This is going to run every Wednesday, whether it's out in the parking lot or in their backyard. They're going to have music out every Wednesday night during the summer.
Man, that is fantastic.
Can't
and
wait
I'm so proud to be part of it. Thank you for inviting us to
absolutely.
Be part of it.
Nope, you guys are a big draw, and I can't
we
wait
appreciate
to see it.
It. Yep. You know what else we love about Main Street, John, is Mills Jewelers.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we love Mills Jewelers, 51 Main Street, and of course, we're going to miss George when he retires, but the store is going to be in good hands with Heather.
George isn't going anywhere.
Well,
George is George. Mr. Lockport.
He is something. Yeah, he was going to turn into a tiki shop, you know, like a taco shop.
I saw that. That was pretty amazing.
Funny. Yeah, but then Heather said no.
Well, there you go.
They're going to keep it a jewelry store. When we want to feel all American and happy and proud about ourselves, we play some Lee Greenwood, and I'm okay with that. How about you, Mr. Mayor?
Amen. Exactly.
Yep. Have you heard the version he's done with the military guys?
Yes.
Wow, that is, think this version's something.
Yeah. It weighs heavy. It really does.
It does, because, you know, you see the servicemen and women singing along with that, and they're just exemplary. I mean,
you know, that's what it's
amazing.
All about. We need to honor those that did write the blank check,
that's
the
right.
ultimate sacrifice.
Absolutely, they did.
You know, and do I have a few minutes? Can I go back over the Memorial Day?
Sure, absolutely. Let's review the Memorial Day weekend
let's
events here in the city of Lockport. Now, yeah, I'll stop you when we get to it.
Oh, okay.
There's one I have a question about.
All right. The City of Lockport's Memorial Day festivities, well, I don't want to say festivity, but Sunday, are from 8:15 to 10 a.m., starting at the VFW Post, 2535. The procession will start there, and we'll head out for the wreath-laying ceremonies. That usually takes about an hour or so. Very, very touching, very emotional. Then we've got at 11 a.m. the Cold Spring Cemetery, town, city, collaboration between the two. We'll be speaking down there. And then lining up at 12 o'clock in front of the Veterans Monument, the old hospital area, the parade will start at 1. Now, we want to remember that this is not a parade where you're, you know, hooting and hollering, throwing candy. This is a solemn parade. This is to show the respect that is due all of those that have gone before us. Then when that's over. You're going to end up at 2 o'clock to 5:30, the community celebration on Canal Street. They'll have music, food trucks, beer tent, and more.
Who's the music for that?
All right, we've got, well, I'm glad you asked that question. Entertainment 2 to 3 will be Pocket Change, Dave Stockton and Pocket Change. And I think Luca may be playing drums.
Well, I think you just might be right because...
Marsha.
Because that's what I was going to bring up.
Luke I know you were.
Jamming with Dave.
Luke is playing with everybody nowadays.
Well, he's weighing his options.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Because he's a good enough drummer, he can do that.
Oh, and he is. He very much yeah. so is. Then 3 to 3:30, you got the Lockport Community Band. Who doesn't love the community band? 3:30 to 4:30 will be my good friend Barb, and every other Monday. And to close out that event from 4:30 to 5, the Hot Country Line Dancers. They're always a lot of fun to watch and participate with.
Yeah, they are a hoot.
Yeah, they really are. They really are.
Kick them around, spin them around, stomp, stomp, stomp.
Yep.
I think I got that right.
Yes, you did.
All right, good. I'm in.
All right. I could go back through, but we've got dozens, and I really don't want to get back into a lot of that.
No, let's just stick with what's going on this weekend.
This weekend, that's what we've got.
It's so overwhelming, the amount of events that are happening. And I got to say, the WLVL is going to be involved with the Memorial Day Parade.
Oh, terrific.
Young Ayla has been coordinating it.
Oh, good.
Yep. They borrowed a trailer for making a float. We're going to have the WLVL van.
How about celebrities present?
We're working on that. It might be
maybe you yourself?
You never know. I might show up.
You never? Okay.
Yeah, they're going to have a big speaker on the van or on the...
Nice.
Something.
Anybody playing bass?
No bass players. I'll be playing bass that morning, though.
I'm sure you will.
At the Emmanuel United Methodist Church.
Right.
And I'll be playing bass the day before at the Hilltop in Alden.
I saw that.
Yeah, from 4 until 7.
That's a nice spot. It's a lot
it
of
is.
Fun.
It really is. It's a biker's bar, but it's a cool biker's bar.
I mean,
it's the bikers now are different than they were 30 years ago, because now you have to have... If you want a bike, it's going to cost you $50,000,
$60,000. Exactly. Not just anybody can jump on and go.
Yeah, doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs.
Yeah, exactly.
That's who has.
That's funny.
That's who has bikes now. But we're excited. I'm going to have a booth or something set up on Main Street where we're going to have some games and give away some prizes.
Oh, really?
Yep. Looking forward to that.
Look at that. WLVL.
We're making our presence known.
Nope. And I'm glad to see that. We need more of that.
We do. We need to be in the community. We are for the community. We're about the community.
Right.
And people listen to us, and now they need to see us, too.
They do.
You know, come on out and meet us. You know,
right.
shake hands. We'll kiss babies, whatever we got to do.
Be careful.
Slimy little things.
Yeah. Okay. it should be a great weekend. I'm not sure what the weather is. You said Saturday was worse than Sunday.
Saturday is not so good. Sunday's not too bad, and Monday's going to be beautiful.
Oh, terrific. There we go.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Yep. So speaking of playing, are you doing the God Rock thing?
I am. I am. Community Bible Church, Pastor Ben Stuckey. I'm not falling down anymore. I'm getting better with the sciatica situation. So, yeah, we played last Sunday. I was able to walk up there without the cane. So it was like, wow, hallelujah.
Here he comes. That's good.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, sciatica is awful, isn't it?
It is absolutely the worst thing that I've ever experienced in my life. And to have to use a cane, you have to use the cane.
Right.
You know? Otherwise, you fall. And when I fall, I don't bounce anymore. I kind of just lay there and wait till somebody can come over with a lift truck and get me up. Oh, it's been tough. It's been 2.5 months of this.
Oh, man. So.
But as you get older, these things happen. You just got to take them, in stride.
Yeah, I suppose it's just kind of what happens when you fall down. It's just
down
to
help
easy.
Me. Oh, really? Gotcha.
Sorry about that.
That's really nice.
Hey,
when you get out in the public, just be careful because I'll be around.
Yes.
Just be careful. I know where you live.
The good news is I have a microphone.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And I'm not afraid to use it.
I have a big mouth. So, yeah.
Hey, we got a call coming in.
Ah.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you this morning?
Happy, happy, happy. How can I help you?
Well, I'd like to know, with all the events that the mayor has offered this morning. Do you have a printout sheet that the rest of the public can pick up so we can follow it?
You know what? I do have one here, and I will get, if you want, you can come down to the mayor's office. But what I'll do is I'll put it online. And
okay.
Because actually, Grace Platt from Lockport Main Street, she did such a great job of putting all these events together. You don't want the sheet that I have. I've got it all marked up, but I will make sure that that is posted somewhere, either on the website or if you want to come down, I'll have copies because this is the easiest way for me to remember, and I've got it here, and I'll be more than happy to help you out.
Beautiful. Maybe we can post it on the city website.
Yep, we'll do that as soon as we can here.
Beautiful. Thanks for the call.
Well, thank you for the call.
That's nice. All right. See, that's how we do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I almost didn't answer because usually about now is when people start calling to get their...
In line.
Yeah, they get in line for the trivia thing because, you know, it is...
Yeah.
Well, it is, you know.
Yeah, let's hope you take it easy on this old guy.
Yeah. I don't know. I might.
Yeah.
I don't know. I might not.
You know, how much time do we have here?
You got about 3 minutes.
All right. I'd like to go back over the fact that the... We got the Independence Day Parade. Anybody that wants to participate in that parade, last year was the biggest one the city has ever had. I'd love to have people, businesses, civic groups, organizations, please just call my office. There is a form that needs to be filled out so that we can get everybody placed. You'll either call 439-6665 or just stop down in my office. I think you can even email to info@lockportny.com or .gov, I'm sorry. And there's just all sorts of ways to get involved. But please, we'd love to have everybody. It'll be a great time. And the weather's always good for the Independence Day Parade.
Isn't that something how that works out like that?
Yeah, we're lucky.
You know, it's like God just kind of smiles down on us and says, you know what, you guys? You earned this one.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give it to you.
Well, they do a great job of putting it together. Dennis DeHara, Andy Nemi have been organizing everybody when they get to the high school. We're starting at the high school. We're going to take off at 6. We're going to head down Locust to Walnut and just disperse from
Beautiful.
There.
Yep. Hey, speaking of streets, how are we doing on pavement? We got about a minute.
Are you kidding me? These guys are doing a fantastic job. If anybody's been downtown, these guys have milled and paved. We're getting Main Street done. There's streets that I wasn't even aware were on the list that have been milled. So it's going to be a great summer. We're going to get them done. We all those that were done last year have all held up. We haven't had any major problems. Yes, we had potholes. We've got a lot of potholes. But we're getting slowly but surely, we're getting a lot of this done. Clayton and his guys, I mean, Nikki Rupert and street crew leader. It's always fun to go down and watch these guys do what they do best. We did have a little a burp on Lincoln Avenue just past Pine. It was a little bump, and I'm not used to feeling that. So I went to Nick Rupert, and I said, Nikki, you got to straighten this out. He goes, don't you worry about it. He says, we're going to go back. We're going to fix that because that bothered me too. That's how these guys feel. You know, they want it to be perfect, and they're doing a great job. Kudos to them.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's funny because since you've, what'd you call it, scraped the roads, what are they doing?
Mill,
yeah. So I've been taking Gooding Street again, and it's smoother milled than it was
exactly
not milled.
Well, Hank had asked earlier about Glenwood. Well, if we make that into a racetrack, that's not going to be good. There'll be more stuff dumped, so we got to approach that a little differently. So Clayton's got a plan, and I'm looking forward to getting that done so you can get to work a little sooner.
Yeah.
A little easier.
Yeah.
It'll all be about you, Eric.
Thank you. Without having to buy more front-end parts.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
No problem.
Yeah. You know, I saw a little fox, a little baby fox on Glenwood the other day.
Ah.
It was kind of cute.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Did it have a white stripe down its back? Okay.
Little fox.